Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister may have to call for new elections. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Elections took place, national elections, to elect the parties who would then ultimately form a coalition to elect the prime minister back in April. That was the purpose, right? The first election that the people had was to determine what parties would be a part of the Knesset. And then that coalition that's formed out of Knesset members elects the prime minister. Just refresh that for the thinking of our people as we discuss this today.
We elect a 120-seat parliament called the Knesset. However, never has any one party gained 61 votes or 61 seats by itself, and therefore it always has to look out for partners, and they have to build a coalition. Some of the parties, odd as it may seem, the smaller they are, the more power they think they have, because they would prevent the government from reaching that magic number of 61. So we have the Lieberman Party of basically former Russian, who is very demanding of a mobilization law that would bring more of the ultra-Orthodox into the army. We have some religious parties who want more religion on the scene. And it becomes very difficult for Mr. Netanyahu to form the government. He may ask for a second extension, which would be actually, I think, the first time that has happened. But also he's threatening that if they don't come into line, he's more than willing to go to elections again. First of all, that would be an awful waste of money. Probably wouldn't bring these smaller parties any more seats, because a lot of people would get very upset at them. But we'll see how it works out.
Winky Medad explaining the process of electing a prime minister in Israel. However, he explained also the problem that may result in the prime minister calling for new elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. You hear this report and you may say, Israel just held national elections in April. And you would be right. However, the prime minister has been held up by a smaller political party, which has kept the prime minister from forming a new government. The next alternative is to go to new elections. This would cost the Israeli people millions of dollars, plus the government would be in limbo for at least 6 months. God has in the past used human government to accomplish his will. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 7 to 21. God will use human government in the future to do the same. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. An Israeli government must be in place for the Lord to direct the Jewish state in the way he wants his chosen people to go into the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...